you will simplify it. First of all, you will make yourself the center of it. You build your universe around yourself. And if it comes to the selflessness, unknowingly, you expand it in a democratic gesture to every living creature. What is to this moment of time? You don't give that much about a couple of thousand years ago or a couple of thousand years to come. Do you? Do you see anybody worrying about? I'm not talking about the doomsday. I don't believe in doomsday. I don't think this is something that happened by mistake and it's going to be ruined with some little things that we do. Life itself is that. But we are in today's part of it, right? But life doesn't belong to today, does it? To eternity. It has been here forever. Have you heard about this finding of the microbial existence? They found a rock system. This is crystal salt, actually. There's salty rock, which is 200 million years old. And please do not pretend that you understand what 200 million is. Because the simplest thing is 200 million steps. How long does it go? Yeah, don't know you anything. Very, very far. There has been some droplet of water trapped in this stone for 200 million years. They extracted that to have another kind of information about the weather and the ocean 200 million years ago. And guess what? In that water, there were some microbial beings, and after 3 days being in a good condition, they started to move around and grow and copy themselves. So for 200 million years, they were just waiting. So we have to think again about the life and death and all that stuff that we bring into only human beings and we and are really at the center of it and all that. This is what today Rumi will talk about. Now we'll go back to this story and you'll say, my example is this. Intentionally, in our story, we made it that this rabbit will beat the lion to show you that size doesn't matter. The real visible power doesn't matter. Being intelligent is somewhere else. It's not in believing in yourself and relying upon your personal effort or personal power. It's as simple as knowing the weakness of the enemy. That we do. Look at the rabbit. Rabbit is the small one, but will beat the lion. Why? Because he's clever, that's all. Right? Let's read it. Peter? Is there any volunteer today? If I were some of you, I will make sure that one day I will torture everyone so I have their sympathy and things like that. For torturing them. Yeah.
How the lion roared wrathfully. Because the hare was late in coming. As the hare who struck against the lion, how was his spirit analogous to his stature? The lion, from fury and rage, was saying, by means of my ear, the enemy has bound up my eye. The tricks of the necessitarians have bound me. Their wooden sword has wounded my body. After this, I will not hearken to their palaver. All that is only meant to deceive. All that is the cry of demons and ghouls. O my heart, tear them to pieces. Do not lag. Rend their skins, for they have naught but skin. What is skin? Specious words, like ripples on water, which have no continuance.
Okay. What is he talking about? Again. You are facing this, you have to face this question forever with the book. Always when you read it, say, what did he say? Why does he say it like this? What did he mean? He started to say something. He's describing something happening in the lion, to the lion, right? So we are looking at that part of me who believes in my power, my lion, right? What my lion is thinking? First of all, he says that, oh, they treat me and you cannot believe these people because the life is a tricky business and all that. Is he right or wrong? Is he right or wrong?
Yes.
Yes, he is right because, yes, life is a tricky business. Yes, the animals you want to hunt, they use the camouflage to hide from you, and the animal that hunts you will do the same to hunt you, and that's what it is, that's life. So, there's nothing new in that. That was a general idea. Why is he nagging? Because his food was served for a couple of times, and today is late? Now, you notice that. Because this is in you. You will do this. If an opportunity will be granted to you, something good will happen to you, after a little while, you want more even. You will not be satisfied with that. And if that opportunity reduces a little bit, suddenly everything is wrong. This is the guy who was talking about the value of personal effort. Remember, that was it. And we saw him being a lawyer. Somehow we talked about your personal effort, but when they presented him a good free meal every day, so we gave him. Now he's angry, why? He doesn't think that maybe something happened. I should investigate, or what? And we know that this is something that the rabbit is counting on. The anger. Because the anger will confuse the lion. Means you, by getting angry, will confuse your lion. Because that confusion is always there. Look at the lion that doesn't think about someone else. Only a negative. First part of the argument, he said, I don't believe in you. No. What is faith? No. Come on, do your best. This is what it is. He was doing this, right? Then he had his meal, and now everybody's a cheater, and I have to tear them apart. Because they are nothing but blah, blah, blah. Means the colorful sayings that there is nothing in it. Is he right or wrong? Both. Yes, he is right in declaring that general stuff, which is quite normal, everybody knows, but he is wrong by the judgment at the end of it. He starts from that, okay, they trick you, then he arrived that you shouldn't trust them, then you should tear them apart because they are your enemies. This is the black and white. You are my friend or my enemy. Nonsense.